on The Run Home, Your Money with Jason Cunningham.
Jason Cunningham brought to you by FIFO Capital, the small business backers who fund business success. Go to fifocapital.com.au. Nice to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, pal. Hey, Half, how are
you? Going well, Jason.
Where have you been?
Just got back from sunny Bris Vegas.
Dunk it.
Yeah, no, conference.
Oh, dunk it. Give us a spell.
Dunk it.
No.
What?
I bet it was.
A conference.
Not the living
What'd
room.
What did you get out of this conference?
No, I was a presenter. I spoke at ZeroCon. Zero, accounting software. Went and spoke up there. Gave a, some would say, life-changing presentation. I don't
know. What others say?
Gee whiz, I could have found a better 45 minutes. No, I spoke on Have Your Cake and Sell It Too. And yes. So that was a bit of fun. There was 2,500 accountants and bookkeepers there. And it got me thinking, was
real,
it a...
Real party animal types.
No, you've got no
they
idea.
They go ballistic.
No. Have got no... Once you put down the bass statements, those boys and girls...
They went off tap.
Bananas in pyjamas coming down the stairs.
Wow.
Absolutely outstanding stuff.
Interesting.
What about you? You been to any conferences?
Yes, thanks.
See, this is the world. This is a part of the world that I miss. That I've never had a chance to be a part of the conference scene.
Oh, we can organise
slash junket, by the way, because I don't believe there anything actually good happens in these things apart from the party life at the night time.
Well, no, so work with me. I'm week 11 of alcohol free life.
I can see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dry July, abstinence August, and now sober September. Mm. It's coming to a
October.
Yeah, no, October.
It's over.
No, but so these conferences, because I'm an accountant, you know, we use these conferences to get up our PD, you know, professional development and all that sort of stuff. But I'm telling you now, some of the boys and girls, they get really excited after dark.
Well, you tell me, smarty pants over there, when is it a conference and when is it a junket?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on what paradigm or what sort of frame you look through it. I see it always as a conference.
Can I throw this up to our listeners?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Let's do
9429 1116. What is the difference? When do you cross the line from conference to junket?
Very good. 9429 1116.
I may know a set of blokes.
Right.
I'm not gonna name names. You know, Seinfeld, you name names. Now I'm not gonna name names, but these guys. these guys put together a whole agenda. These blokes that they circulate around the email and then forward it off to their wives and say, look, this is the conference in Vegas that I'm attending. I'm speaker number 3 and Marco's speaker number 5 is the keynote speaker and all that sort of stuff. And it's like 6 or 8 blokes that go for their own conference that they develop themselves. You know,
it's a made-up agenda.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
It's hats off sort of stuff.
Good stuff.
No, but seriously, conferences.
Please.
No, conferences are very good. I'm being serious here. If you've got a, you know, if you want to jam-pack all your PD into a short period, like 2 or 3 days, and get all
PD?
Your professional development, get all that done, but also have the opportunity to mix with your peers, because a conference is not just about the speakers and not just about the content. It's also about that concept of abundance. And when you're together as a collective with other people in your industry to share ideas and things that are working well for you and things that aren't working as well, and you know, you can share in the joys and tribulations, but you can also talk about, you know, the challenges that you've got with your employees and challenges you've got with your clients. I think it's awesome.
Are you a brain picker?
Absolutely. I think there's nothing better than, you know, a problem shared, you know, there's a good way to, you know, work out the solution. Now, I've obviously forgotten the rest
of that. There's a problem halved.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you for that. Gee, that was challenging, wasn't it?
I was wondering where you're going with that.
I didn't even know.
We'll get the callers in just a tick. Last Tuesday, I had to go up to Sydney, and I had to speak at a conference.
Yeah.
And it was for the New South Wales Golf Club. So all the managers and some of the club's presidents and captains were all invited to this conference on how to better enhance the golf club
experience.
I was the first speaker because I had to get back here to work. It was fair to say that some of the tables had cans on them at 9:15.
Oh, yummy.
So wow. I'm tipping that slips into the junket category.
I got a tip for you. If you're going to speak at the next golf club conference, here's one for you. Allow members to wear a hat inside the club rooms.
Yes, you and the Ox are very big on it.
Yeah,
don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Ryan's in Bacchus Marsh. Let's get the difference between a conference and a junket. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, guys. A conference is in your own state and not an overnight stay anywhere. Otherwise, it's a junket.
Ah, he's got his rules.
That's a real strategy. That's a black and white rule.
Ryan's all over it.
That's very good. Ryan, stay on the line. I'm going to give you really cool things. Wilson Security Sandown 500 is this weekend. You're going there.
Righto.
3-day trackside pass.
An SMS just before I get the Billy. What's the name for a collective group of accountants? I would have thought a bore of accountants would have been fitting.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
Billy's in Berwick. G'day, Billy.
I'm still offended with that.
Hey, Marco, the Barcelona sharp shooter.
There he is.
Billy.
Boys, I've been on many, many over the years. I've always found the difference in conference and junket is in the memorandum for the itinerary when it says the dress code. Smart business is a conference. Casual wear, sandals okay, is
You know, Billy, he's a seasoned,
good Bill.
He's a seasoned veteran. This bloke, you could hear it in his voice as he first came on the line. You could hear it, mate. I've done this before.
Billy, unlimited Melbourne Star Observation Wheel flights for you for 1 year.
Beautiful for a whole year.
For a whole year.
Wow,
that's a really good get.
Andrew's in Seaford. G'day, Andy.
G'day. I'm actually trying to work out whether I went to a conference or a junket last week, and I wouldn't mind you blokes adjudicating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was a thing called Big Sound. It was a music industry conference, and it went for 3 days, and there was panels and meetings and all that during the day. But then every night there was 150 bands playing at 8 licensed venues across town, starting from 8 o'clock until about 4 in the morning. Is that a junket?
No, I think that is a conference because he's getting to experience the industry at night, Mark. See how... You can understand that? Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of both.
I'm not sure
there.
About that. I want him to experience the Wilson Security Sandown 500 this weekend, that 3-day trackside pass coming your way.
I'm big on a conference, though. I think you do learn a lot.
I could imagine.
I think you do learn a lot when you go to a conference.
I learn heaps, and I tell you, for mine, it's 50-50. It's 50 between the content and the speakers, and it's 50% of the other people that I network and talk to people. You know, one of the conferences that I attended, I ended up going into business with one of the guys. We bought half his business and rolled into ours, and that's only because of the networking and the ability to establish a relationship over a few jars.
Off the SMS.
Yes.
Jason Mitchum says, it's a junket as soon as you confirm your attendance. Anonymous says, as you are packing to leave, it becomes a junket. Similar sort of theory. John and East Kilo says, conference when you're a speaker, junket when you're there to listen and drink the frothies. Anonymous says, as soon as the karaoke begins, it becomes a junket.
Yeah, it gets ugly.
Sam in Spotswood says, if you pay for it, it's a conference. If somebody else pays for it, it's a junket.
Ah, I like that
one. I like that from Sam. Mm. And this one from Matt in Torquay. It tickles my fancy. They are all junkets, always in the best spots. There are no conferences, he says, quotation marks, in sunny Ballarat.
That is true. And just another one, a swindle of accountants. Yeah, I like that one as well.
You're pretty happy, aren't you?
I like that one as well. Hey, it's time for the Money Shot.
The Money Shot. Jason Cunningham's tip of the week.
All right, so one of the big benefits of going to a conference is to give yourself the opportunity to step out of your place of work or step out of your business and participate in what's called the sharpening of the saw. Now, sharpen of the saw is the seventh of Stephen Covey's 7 habits of highly effective people. Now, what sharpening of the saw means is to stop and restart the clock. And he does a little analogy, and I'll give you a little story about sharpening the saw. Mm-hmm. Let's say we've got two logsmen, you know, tree cutters.
Yep.
One is Daniel Harford and the other is Mark Allen. Now,
lumberjacks.
Lumberjacks is a good way to describe it, I guess. Daniel Harford gets up every morning at 5 o'clock, has a quick short black at 5:15, runs out the back, grabs his axe, and spends the next 14 hours feverishly cutting down 100 trees.
Nice.
He comes in at 7 o'clock at night, he's spent, he has a quick shower, has some dinner, kisses the bride, says goodnight to the tin lids and goes off to bed, and repeats the cycle over the next day.
I'm tired, mate.
Mark Allen, on the other hand, is not a morning person. He rises at about 8 o'clock. Has a spot of breakfast with the good lady bride, walks the kids off to school. He's a bit of a pants man, so he spends a bit of time with the mums at school. Comes back at home at 10 o'clock, goes out the back, gets his saw, spends 15 minutes, cuts down 100 trees in only 4 hours.
Right.
Has lunch with the bride, goes off, picks up the kids, and he bumps in a half one Friday afternoon. He goes, how you going, half? He goes, mate, I'm working my backside off, chopping down trees. And he goes, half, why don't you stop and sharpen the saw? Mate, I'm too busy cutting down trees. And this is the opportunity to stop, realign it, sharpen the saw. You go away to a conference.
I love it.
Realign it, put it all back into gear,
sharpen
and away
the
you go.
Saw. You're a genius. Jason Cunningham, brought to you by FIFO Capital, the small business backers who fund business success.
Anybody got FIFO
Capital. Absolutely you do. .au.